So this frame about the rules of exceptionalism, of human exceptionalism, is inspired by a story told by Pajé Barbosa, who's one of the knowledge keepers in the indigenous community of Pitaguari in the northeast of Brazil. And the story he tells is that the separability, the sense of separability, or the sense of separation from the metabolism of the land, creates a deficiency or a lack that is to do with our sense of intrinsic value. So the moment that you are separated from the land, you've received the sense of separation, or you have your entanglement with the land severed by a sense of separation from the land, you also create this gap, this lack of intrinsic value, so a sense of worthlessness. And in order to feel worthy, you will need external validation for that. So you have to produce value so that others can validate your sense of existence. So in order to feel that you deserve to be alive, you have to keep creating value in specific economies. And this could be intellectual economies, affective economies, relational economies, material economies, all kinds of economies, right? So he talks about this story of plus one, minus one. So the sense of separability that is imposed creates a sense of minus one and a desire for plus one. So if you're minus one, you want to be plus one. If you're plus one, you're afraid of being minus one. So here we expanded the notion with analysis that were already in the collective to talk about the sense of importance, meaningfulness, and entitlement in plus one, and then the feeling of subordination, insignificance, and meaninglessness in minus one. And you can see that both stick people are outside of the circle. One is putting its flag and marking its territory on Earth. The other one feels like it's carrying the Earth on its head or on its shoulders. But in this picture, identity for both plus one and minus one is associated with status. Meaning is associated with reality. Reality is indexed in meaning. And minus one creates plus one and vice versa. And minus one plus one doesn't equal zero, right? So the dynamic of minus one and plus one is very important here, because according to Pajé Barbosa, this is where we get caught in. It's either minus one or plus one. And his point is that we need to get to zero, because zero is the place of intrinsic value and equanimity for everybody, where you're not this sense of depletion in competition depletion in minus one and competition for plus one is not driving the process. The fears of that are part of this dynamic, this feedback loop, are not driving what you're doing. And in order to get to zero, we need to interrupt the satisfaction that we have with this feedback loop. That's number one. And number two is that we need to activate or deactivate the sense of separation and reactivate sensorially the sense of entanglement, which is a neurobiological process, not just a conceptual move, right? So this is not just an intellectual thing. The other important thing that he says is that what sustains the plus one, the entitlements and the desires, colonial desires of plus one, is actually a sense of worthlessness that needs to be constantly denied or fed with these other kinds of validation. And it's insatiable, right? It's a bottomless pit. And plus one requires minus one as a form of comparison. So there's no win here. If we're one body, it's this body fighting itself for a sense of superiority that then requires that we have also a sense of inferiority. Or people, if you have people producing worth, it's always relational to worthlessness. And so inside each of us, the search for plus one is predicated on a deep sense of minus one, a deep sense of worthlessness. Like, that is a given, because if we really valued or sensed the intrinsic value of ourselves as connected with the land metabolism, not just the land metabolism as territory, but the land in a more expansive sense of the word, then we would need to be producing value or consuming in established economies to prove our worth, right?